Swissinfo's economics correspondent Matt Allen met with members of Switzerland's tourist board last week to get a take on the situation. And I caught up with them afterwards for a chat about some of the issues facing the industry. Matt, did you get the impression that this is a permanent decline in the number of tourists visiting, or that the industry might bounce back?
Well, it very much hinges on the state of the Swiss franc. As long as the Swiss franc is strong against the euro, the dollar and other currencies, then the tourism is going to continue to suffer. But they do look on the positive side for 2013 onwards, saying that from 2013, bookings are going to increase by 2.1% and then 3.4% in 2014. I think they're rather assuming that the various economic crises and debt crises are going to be resolved and the franc is going to reduce in value, but there's hope for the tourism anyway.
Do you think that perhaps the Swiss tourism industry might be resting on their laurels a bit?
Well, they would argue no. They say they're offering a much broader range of services and products than they ever used to, with wellness spas being on the increase, with family-friendly hotels on the increase. In the winter, they say they've got a lot more hiking trails for non-skiers. They've got igloo resorts for the more adventurous. So they would say no, but I have heard before anecdotal evidence that besides the high-class, high-end Swiss hotelery industry, where obviously the standards are world-class, when you come to the mid-range bracket, I have heard before that the Swiss hoteleries perhaps could do a little bit more in terms of service and their facilities. But as I say, this is just anecdotal, and it might be having an effect. I don't know.
Mm. What are the pressures facing the winter industry or the winter ski industry compared with summer tourism?
It's basically because those emerging markets of China and India and the Gulf States and Brazil, there are fewer skiers there for obvious reasons. And so they don't tend to come to Switzerland in the winter. Now, if you consider that numbers of overnight stays are going down, but they are being propped up to some extent in the summer by visitors from emerging economies, from the BRIC countries, for example. There were 27% more visitors from the BRIC countries last summer. From China, the increase was about 50%, so it's massive growth. But they only want to come in the summer because they're not into winter sports. And so winter sport can't rely on this cushioning effect from new customers coming in, and it's the ski resorts that are going to suffer the most.